Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and let's get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We calling you bluff. And when it comes to rap,
on a double and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause away goes trouble down the drain.
brand new banger. calls from the request line.
Shop.spatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. Shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
why,
it up
why,
when you can,
it up.
When you
bat
can,
it up.
Bat 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 it up.
Yeah, yeah, True West Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True, where? Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Hip-hop.
Hip-hop. Hip-hop. Hip-hop. Hip-hop.
For hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
In the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get em.
Radio, what the fuck is up, man? Monday, we in the building like a motherfucker. Get your head of love. And truly in the building. What the hell is going on?
Oh.
Yo.
What's up?
Oh, damn. My big old gigantor, Scotty D, is in the building. What else, Scotty?
Hey, I...
I'm all up in the building, man, holding down my last 9, 10, 11, 12 hours of freedom.
What?
I
mean, 9,
10, 11, and 12 hours of freedom.
Back to the back cave.
Yep. You ain't going nowhere. What the hell are you talking about?
I got to go to court tomorrow.
Huh?
I gotta go to court tomorrow and represent my two jurors, holder in due court. Free to represent myself as myself.
Well, you know what?
Okay.
One of my sons had to go to court today, so his case came out good. JoJo had to go to court. His shit came out good, so your shit gonna come out good tomorrow.
Right on.
Yeah. Keep moving. What's the next topic? Keep it moving, man. Let's keep it moving, man.
Keep it moving. Nigga sitting in this motherfucker wool. I need my swamp cooler fixed. Cause the air ain't on what it's supposed to do.
I thought you was breaking out R2-D2.
Huh? R2-D2? I mean, it's good, like, if I'm sitting right in front of it. You know what I'm saying? But when I'm over here on the other side where the music is, that shit, it ain't doing a goddamn thing. I'm sitting over here. I'm sitting over here in hell like a motherfucker.
Don't do it. That's
like, if I'm sitting right in front of it, that should be good as hell. That should be nice and toasty, like frosty, you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to make sure when I come out there, I bring my own air conditioner with me.
Oh, nigga, you been trying to be out there for 5 years, man. Well, 5 years to be... August the 15th to be 5 years, actually.
August 15th be 5 years?
Well, yep.
You want, one thing you know is I'm coming.
August
you don't
15th,
know when.
Because it was, I think I'm right. Shit, 2017.
Yep, you're right.
Our first day that we made.
Yep.
So is that 5 years or am I counting wrong?
Yeah, yes. You're right on the money, boss.
So actually, we'd be 5 years on August the 15th.
You're be right on the money, me boss.
I never showed it today, so when y'all said it, I put it on my calendar.
Oh, you put it on your calendar already?
Yeah.
You know I had some mishaps, some mishaps, some flip-ups, some flip-ups. So, everything gets shuffled in the game of dominoes.
Oh, my God. Mr. Everywhere in the building. What up, Mr. Everywhere?
Oh, yeah. You know, Mr. Everywhere, here, there, and everywhere. What's good, everybody, ladies and gentlemen?
Concise.
What's the
business?
Hey.
What's going on?
And I ain't going to even start. Where's Confetti at? Confetti, where are you at?
Confetti ain't on here
yet. He ready already.
Yeah, I was MIA. My MIA was Miami. His MIA is missing in action.
Yeah, I know, because I know y'all on them goddamn basketball games right now. Yeah, you know, Confetti don't show up and do his damn near time for the damn radio show to go off. That's when that nigga gonna show up, like, hey, what's up, everybody?
Now, they put me on tape. They said I told them if lost, I couldn't speak no more the rest of the series.
Oh,
I'm still
God.
Talking. I got mind control over Debo.
It's crazy as hell. Hey, Scotty, I'm doing, nigga, like, it seemed like 100 hours of rendering. But I got the little hum out. But it seems like I'm doing 1,000 hours of rendering. What?
Hey, Scratch. They got this place down in Dallas called the damn, I just had it on the tip of my tongue. It's in Grand Prairie, Texas. It's called Traders Village. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, this place is like the biggest swap meet you ever want to go to. It's so big, it got roller coasters up in there. It got rides for the kids. You can barely walk around that place. It's so big. Like 10 windows, fix your car. Every kind of whatever you're looking for up in there. Bunnies, snakes, ponchos, masks, everything that's
smart.
They got
rims at.
Yep, they got rims, everything at the Trader's Village.
God damn it, I hate the summertime.
Hey, they even got King Scratchy 400 bars on sale out there. And you ain't even dropped it yet.
They had a couple of air conditioners, too.
This is all bad. I can't stand the summertime. I really can't. This is so bullshit. You know, it's staying in LA in the summertime is something different because that's when, you know, the girls put on all their little shorts and skirts and then you out there by the water, so it don't be as hot. But when you stay out here where I'm at, it's just
torture.
Ask Scotty. Scotty, you know how hot it be out this motherfucker. We used to put them towels in the freezer and shit.
Yeah.
Right? That towel in the freezer is just some old shit.
Nigga, we used to put the towels in the freezer, wet them and put them in the freezer and freeze the motherfucker and then throw the motherfuckers on our head.
Yeah, buddy.
An hour later, it'll be back soft.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you go to Arkansas in the summertime.
We used to have the ice in the cooler and put the motherfuckers in the cooler and shit.
Yeah,
Arkansas in the summertime, everybody want to work on the graveyard shift. They like, shit, man, during the winter, they want to work on the day or the shit. When the summer hit, they want to switch the graveyard shift. Don't nobody want to come out in Arkansas at night in the daytime.
Man,
I mean.
Man, oh, man. We've been working for, hey, I know we've been doing a damn documentary for 5 years. And so we done been in there with beanies. Remember, we used to come in there with the beanies and coats and shit.
Military jacket, beanie.
Right.
Man, we done went from freezing the motherfucker burning the fuck up.
Short pants and short socks, tennis socks.
Right. Nigga used to be in, motherfucker got gloves on and shit.
Hell yeah.
Nigga, we used to be in this motherfucker freezing, nigga, with no heat.
Earmuffs.
Yeah, right. Now we back to this motherfucking old burning up ass shit. I think I'm just gonna have to go to, I'm gonna have to go out and get that goddamn, that motor for Fila, man, some kind of way. I think I just need to go and get that motor. Because R2-D2 ain't doing it, bro.
Okay.
It's how it is. You and summer babies don't like the winter, and winter babies don't like the summer.
Oh, yeah, I'm actually a winter baby, but... You know what I'm saying? Like I say, when it's cold, you could always put on enough shit to keep you warm. But when it's hot, you can't take off enough shit to keep you cool. So, that's what that's all about, shit. Nigga, if it wasn't against the law for you to walk down the street naked, I don't give a damn. Nigga, if it's 105 and you walking down the street naked, you still get ready to be hot.
You must have seen all them people on the bicycles. And it was talking like thousands of all the people riding bikes down the street naked. You know what kind of marathon it was or what?
Gay parade.
Yep. We can't do nothing about the goddamn heat. And look, it ain't even fucking summer yet. Fuck! So we still got
I thought Memorial Day was the first day of the summer.
No, that's unofficial.
Oh. So what's the first day of the summer? 4th of July?
I think it's like the 19th or something like that.
Oh, Father's Day?
It's right after Father's Day.
Wow.
Hell comes out around here, right after Father's Day. But
oh,
I think
you
got an early start because I think it's 102, 104, 106, and 107. Those are my days from now on. I can't stand this shit, bro. Fuck. I need to be rich. Nigga, I have, nigga, about motherfucking, I don't know. I have something in this motherfucker. It'll be like niggas coming here be ready to put a coat on.
All you gotta do is put on your credit card.
Huh? You all said put it on my credit card.
Yeah, put it on your business credit card.
Hell no. I'm about to fix this goddamn, I'm going to fix this swamp cooler by hell of high water. That's the only thing that was making this shit right. R2-D2 ain't doing shit. He's just sitting up there blowing. That's like a personal, it's something personal, you know what I'm saying? For me, that's good. I could just sit right in front of that motherfucker and work, and it'll be gravy, you know what I mean? But, nigga, if I got people coming through this motherfucker, nigga, it ain't gonna do nothing for y'all.
Well, I won't be back out until like the 20-something, so.
Huh?
I ain't coming back out until the 20-something.
Oh, the 20-something of this month?
Yeah. All depends on how the court day go.
Oh, you're going to be all right. Everybody, yeah. Nigga. My son, Kev, this motherfucker was so happy because he had to go for this child support shit. So him and Gates, them motherfuckers, they both showed up over here. This nigga happy like, Pop, I ain't got to pay that bitch nothing. I'm like, all right.
Good enough.
So, shit. Everybody's court day been going good. Once again, you know, I think JoJo shit went good today, so. Yeah.
He got a motor, like, or he got the whole swamp cooler.
It feels like it.
Yeah, I need the motor because that nigga Fila told me he got the motor, but this nigga ain't gonna make no effort to bring the motherfucker to me.
I'm gonna make sure you right. I'm gonna just put him over there. I want to see first. See where one is.
So I think I'm gonna have to go out there and get that motherfucker or something.
You know what it's supposed to be.
Hey, you can't be macking on the radio show, nigga. That's the way it's supposed to be. I take good care of you and do all the things a man's supposed to do. Got that real love out there with the Barry White shit. Hey, Scotty, y'all try. What is nigga? Oh, Scotty done left. Oh, well. I was trying to ask that. I need my swamp cooler going, man. I can't be fucking with this AC shit. That shit ain't good. But, let me see. Trudy, what the hell's going on with you, girl? I know you went to summer. You at the market or something. You always do that.
I'm making a list right now. I swear I'm going to get ready to go get some stuff to do some chili dogs.
Chili dog?
Yeah.
Chili dog? Can I get one of them dogs from yours? I can see a few onions, please.
You already know what I've been doing all day.
I know. And you know, I can't hear nothing. I'm going to have to just grab all of that shit off of the, all the shit off the email and then just bring them over here to the, where the Pro Tools is at. That's what I'm going to have to do. Because I can't hear nothing because I went and got this damn air conditioner from the other side of the TV, and I don't know why, but now my sound ain't coming out. I don't know what the fuck is going on. I'm gonna figure this shit out. I am gonna figure this shit out.
Yeah.
As soon as we get off of this motherfucker.
So your air mess up and everything else started to mess up, huh?
So wait a minute, what you sent me was the song that you did the first time, or you did the 100 bars?
I'm doing the 100 bars now. I just got to record some of it. The one I said is the one where you remade the beat over.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Because I got to write 16 more bars. Once I write 16 more bars, I'll be done. I just have to rap that shit.
Yeah.
I'm be running around this motherfucker with a chicken, like a chicken with his head cut off.
For real. I'm excited to hear it, bro.
16 more bars. Now, that's in case, I might want to change something. You know what I'm saying? I might be like,
Don't do that.
No, I think anything that I want to change is going to be like minimal. I just need 16 more boards because my business partner, Rob Knight, brought some stuff to my attention that I didn't put in the motherfucker. So I gotta put it in there. 16, and I think it's gonna be like 4 extra bars, and I'm just gonna put some miscellaneous shit up in there, you know what I mean?
Well, I know what I'm doing, we get out.
How many bars you got?
What? I'm not sure. I started writing some more stuff. I'm not sure. I recorded 32. But I just started writing today.
Oh, okay. Ha ha. Now I'm looking at this number because what people don't want to know who they are. The numbers come up. Area code 111. Number 111. 1111.
I think that was just on the line.
Huh?
His phone messed up. I think that was JoJo last time. His phone messed up, wasn't it? With all the ones.
Well, this JoJo, that nigga better call me on my goddamn phone and tell me to answer, because I ain't answering it.
Well, you know, usually the one-on-ones is usually somebody overseas or something like that.
Well, them motherfuckers better start doing something else, because I'm not answering. Because that nigga, one of them niggas called and I saw his number and I'm not going to talk to him. So, this is probably a ploy to try to see if I'm going to answer the phone. If I don't recognize the number or if I don't want to answer, I'm not going to answer. Look, man, True West Radio, man. Man, Monday, we're about to get it in. You know what I'm saying? Peace out to the homegirl, Sweet Pea, man. I hope she's feeling better. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to jump into some of this shit. We'll be back in a minute, man. Man, Monday, give us a call, 323-642-1597, man.
All right. Storm, motherfuckers ain't really knowing if you can flow or not, so let's do this shit like,
Holler my name, nigga, you riding and scream. I be a thug with a heart to be a part of my scene. It seems we got a problem. We ain't let no women in the feminine side. It's been denied, time to give them a try.
Finally made it, now focus, you the dopest. Is this a brother's daughter, sister's? I agree, it's a man's world, but why my niggas sisters? I ain't trying to hear it, witness my thug spirit.
They keep on screaming, bitches,
cause niggas love to hear it. Call them my dog, cause they rowdy than a motherfucker. I love you niggas like brothers, but don't fuck with me.
Double Glock, so all you niggas be wrong. From the dust to the dawn, we might trip, but I dare you fix the fuck around.
for my niggas, only for my niggas. For my niggas, let me see you throw your hands up.
Make a stop at the liquor store and grab some blunts because I got a whole pound. We gotta make sure it's enough to pass around. Tell her hunger and she's coming, get a babysitter. Every time we shoot, she wanna bring them damn kids with her. Not this time, it's a grown-up affair. We don't want little man seeing mommy in her underwear. But that's later when the sun goes down. Since it's still real early, we gon' turn up the sound. I told the neighbors they could come over too, if they don't get offended by what happens at my barbecue. Please, drinking all the food that you need. Bring some cups and some plus, we got plenty of food. If you've never been before, then you don't have a clue. Oh, what really happens when you come to my barbecue? Start one day and don't enter the next. Depending on who you meet, maybe late night. We all get together and that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue.
PM and it's blazing hot. Look out the front window and the streets look like a parking lot. The swimming pool is filled to capacity. I got a quirk in my neck from all the ass that keep passing me. The DJ playing nothing but a assassin song. Girls dancing around in G-strings and thongs. Some homies getting their groove on, some homies shooting pool. Some homies in the mix trying to keep cool. Ah, summertime in LA is the best. We party all night long over here on the west. When the sun goes down, we can move it to the inside and get wild and crazy without nothing to hide. One more slow run should hold us all night. Only 12 more hours until daylight. Having a good time, that's just what I do. When everybody feels the same when they come to my barbecue.
Please, drinking all the food that you need. Bring some cups and some plus, we got plenty of food. If you've never been before, then you don't have a clue. Oh, what really happens when you come to my barbecue? Start one day and don't enter the next. Depending on who you meet, maybe late night. We all get together and that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue.
Invited to a barbecue that started at 4. Running kinda late, better hit the store. Said they out of ice, scratch, need some more. Use the side gate, there's a note on the front door. Pool stretched out on the table like a sandwich board. Tank top thongs and it's booty galore. Homies playing bones to their favorite zap song. Ain't nothing like a party when the Kelly sun is on, man. Traffic backed up on the block like a gridlock. Baby girl in the hills saving local parking spot. Ain't no party like a West Coast party, cause a West Coast party is the shh. Backyard boogie barbecuing in the Cali shine. Homies out like life on stage, so you know it's summertime. Feel the breeze through the trees while I puff on these weeds. Kelly indeed.
Please, drinking all the food that you need. Bring some cups and some plus, we got plenty of food. If you've never been before, then you don't have a clue. Oh, what really happens when you come to my barbecue? Start one day and don't enter the next. Depending on who you meet, maybe late night. We all get together and that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue. Please, drinking all the food that you need. Bring some cups and some plus, we got plenty of food. If you've never been before, then you don't have a clue. Oh, what really happens when you come to my barbecue? Start one day and don't enter the next. Depending on who you meet, maybe late night. We all get together and that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue.
I just don't understand how nothing Fucking ass niggas always wanna be the man.
4 or 5 years, you been working on the same song. Don't get mad at me because I told you that it's something wrong. You didn't wanna hear me, cause I'm telling the truth. Can't get your words right when you step in the booth. Just face it, you're not a rapper, so just put down your pen. Do what you do, but never write a song again. Little man, taking you to the left, but it ain't right. Giving you false hope, always saying you tight. I tried to take you somewhere, my help wasn't needed. The day you found out your half-ass songs wasn't deleted. Yeah, you a fraud, MTV's on your banners and shit. You don't have my soul, so you don't have no hit. My bad, I had to let you know what's real. You ain't gon' make no money, independent or record deal. Take my fucking head, I just don't understand. Doing nothing ass, niggas always wanna be the man.
Niggas ain't real, they just along for the ride. If you call yourself my brother, you be standing by my side. Instead of trying to be that motherfucker that you not. Freezing cold ass niggas always thinking that they hot. It's just a waste of time trying to help the inconsiderate. The blind leads the blind, that's the reason why they feeling it. Check my fucking head, I just don't understand how nothing ass niggas always wanna be the man. Niggas ain't real, they just along for the ride. If you call yourself my brother, you be standing by my side. Instead of trying to be that motherfucker that you not. Freezing cold ass niggas always thinking that they hot. It's just a waste of time trying to help the inconsiderate. The blind leads the blind, that's the reason why they feeling it. Shake my fucking head, I just don't understand how nothing ass niggas always wanna be the man.
Yo, this Ill Gates and you rockin' with King Scratch on Mad Monday. Ugh.
Yeah, what it do, West Coast? It's the old man Loaf. You are now listening to True West Radio, hosted by DJ Head Love and King Scratch. Keep it wet.
What up, everybody? You rockin' live with King Scratch, DJ Hell Love. I'm your boy, the Federal Coach with True West Radio. What up, Gold Miner Records? Southside Live Click. Representing all the way from the dirty south, baby. We in the building.
West Radio Mad Monday, we back up in the building. I'm trying to cut all the motherfucking other commercials out just for my own reasons. I got my man Mr. Everywhere in here. Hold on, Mr. Everywhere. Let me get you some background music. Mr. Everywhere. And look, I got the caller from, what she has? I thought it was 213. I guess she has left the building. Mr. Edwell.
Oh, she left the building.
Yeah, I seen her 213 number, but she was gone. Man, I just talked to Trulia. Good Ali, 024 TV, what's going on?
I'm still here.
Oh, okay. You were just calling me from the other phone and you were running around the
house.
Hold on, let me see who this 111. Caller from the 111111. Who is this? Yep, somebody who ain't anybody get talked to. That's what it is. Fuck yeah. Oh, Lord. Yeah, I seen a 323 number pop up. I don't know. Maybe you might want to call on a three-way or something.
Yeah, I'm going to check back with it right quick.
Yeah. Ooh, shit. I thought JoJo was going to be up here.
thought he was online.
He's gonna be up here because we smoke. We had something that we had to put together. You know what I'm saying? So we had something we had to put together. So I was hoping that he was gonna be here just for the simple fact, you know. I have some things that I need to put together too. I'm gonna put a shitload of rapping tonight because I got a shitload to get off my mind. I'm gonna rap till my voice go out tonight.
Yeah, Julia, did you make that show in a basket?
Oh no, you talking about Lil Boosie and all that?
Yeah.
Oh no. My cousin, he didn't even perform, and it was his birthday band.
Which one you talking about, Rodney?
Yeah.
Well, he didn't perform at his own birthday band.
That's what I had. That's what I had told him. I was like, dang. He said they kept skipping over him or something.
I got Buddha Ali.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, tell me what happened, Buddha, man. Y'all down there showing out in the woods again, I see.
What happened? I don't know. What happened?
They had shooting at the concert down there, Magnet.
Well, I know the first one didn't nobody fight with Lil Flip and him. That motherfucker was mega packed. But I know they had one this weekend, but I ain't been to none of them since I've been through that little shootout situation over this way on that other shit, man. I just been laying low, but I got me a 4K camera today. Doc Entertainment sent me a 4K camera, so I am going to get out here in this Vietnam and get against amongst these people, see what's going on. I'm gonna bring y'all some live footage for the year out. I'm be getting it for y'all, man. But I didn't go to the show to answer your question. I didn't go. I know DJ, I don't know who was there. Sergeant B?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't go. I seen it at the last minute because, you know, they just did a car show. Well, Little Flipping them down that weekend before. But I didn't know they was shooting this shit. I'll get the scoop later on.
All right. I'm making sure you were safe. I didn't hear from you.
Oh, yeah. You know I got there. When they get the goddamn sprinkling again, I'm going to let somebody know. But this time, I'm going to be full invested. I ain't going to be washing dishes. I bet you that. That nigga said, I ain't gonna be watching this. I hear you, bro. Y'all just gotta stay safe, man, because, you know, these motherfuckers out here is going. I mean, well, people everywhere is actually just losing their goddamn mind. You know? And, man, I don't know. You know what it is to me? It's like, it seems like, if everybody on a 100 type of thing, everything always be 100. But it's always some kind of fucking curveball somewhere that just make motherfuckers. I don't know, man. I'm trying to figure out people. I'm trying to figure out, you know, everybody, because, I mean, I was talking to Scotty, and I told him, I said, man, I'm just getting ready to throw True Guns Radio in the trash. And he actually convinced me, man, you can't do that because there's too many people that depend on you. And we do this, you know what I'm saying, because I love talking to y'all, you know what I'm saying, every week. You know, it's something that we all just get away from everything for a minute. You know what I mean? like a big ass party line. Hell, I really can't wait to get on XM, but right for the time being, man, I love this shit, man. So I told him, I said, I ain't getting ready to get ready to True West. I'm just gonna, I'm gonna keep it going, man. This is like, I mean, I love having conversations with y'all, especially when y'all come up with some good shit. Ain't nobody came up with no good shit today, though. What y'all hear? I need something that y'all gonna hear, that y'all heard already.
They building a hip-hop museum. I just sent it to you. They're doing a hip-hop museum. They're building in the Bronx.
Yeah, I just saw it. I heard this shit just bling on my phone. Well, yeah, we need that.
Yeah, that's gonna solidify you, Scotty. Y'all need to be off in there. I want to see you on the third floor.
I know at least the third floor. You know what I'm saying? At least the third floor, somewhere up in there. You know what I'm saying? If not the second floor. God damn it! Well, damn! If it's NWA, we need to be on the first floor. But you know what's crazy is that they never really looked at West Coast as hip hop. That was the thing that was crazy. They never thought of West Coast as hip hop. And if you really want to know the truth, I don't think West Coast was hip hop. Am I right or am I fucked up?
Well, it was all hip hop to me. Everybody had their way of expressing themselves.
Yeah, a little bit of both.
I never, I mean, even to today, I never looked at the West Coast as hip hop, because, you know, I was thinking like West Coast is West Coast music, because they had already put a jacket on us when they said that we was gangster rap or, you know, stuff like that. It seemed like to me personally, and I know a lot of people going to argue with me on it, but it seemed like East Coast was hip hop. We went to another. I never labeled it gangster music, but that's what people labeled us to be on the West Coast. I think hip hop is basically all East Coast, if you ask me.
Well, y'all, what they did is they identified y'all with electro funk, since you had all the funk bands, which, you know, like 808 came out, so it was just like everybody went to that 808 sound, and it was just like electro funk with Roger and Zap and Daz band. So y'all just adapted that into y'all's music, you know, whereas New York was more of just turntables and then just a beat machine back in the day, and then y'all incorporated the electro funk synthesizers pretty much more than what New York did. So once y'all did that changed the dynamics. It was just like, okay, we can take this Roger and Zap type track and rap over it, and everybody's like, hell, we got them on the dance floor. So, you know, World Class Wrecking Crew was able to get through with that and all the L.A. Dream Teams and all that type of stuff. So that broke the surface for y'all.
So that's what I'm saying. Do you feel like us over here on the West Coast, do you feel like this is hip-hop?
Yeah, I mean, I do. It was just everybody had their way of expression. That's just like, you know, you go to New Orleans, you got jazz. But you leave from New Orleans, you go to Memphis, and you got soul. You see? So then it's just like different sections of the country, everybody got their own. You go to Chicago got jazz and swing out, and they start the house music movement. So everybody just had their own little set. The go-go started in D.C., so everybody just had, you know, what they knew in the area that they lived in, and they just expressed themselves. So it was all hip-hop. It was just different parts of the country.
Yeah,
You know, one, none was better than the other. It was just great kids from the street expressing what they seen on their day-to-day. You know, don't push me because I'm close to the edge. You got to look. There was a message.
I could hear that. But I just never really thought of West Coast as hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, when you look at all of the KRS-One and Curtis Blow, all that stuff was hip-hop to me. You know what I'm saying? All them people from the East Coast, they was hip-hop to me. But when we got started, we already had a tag on our music that we didn't even put on.
Well, the politicians tagged y'all. It wasn't like the people tagged you. The politicians, when they were trying to ban Luke Skywalker and y'all, they were like, these raunchy rap lyrics, these gangster rap. They actually called, y'all weren't the first one they called gangster rap. They called Luke Skywalker and them gangster rappers. That's the politicians.
Right.
So that's
right,
why
right.
They filed a lawsuit from a freedom of speech lawsuit with that big lawsuit they had when they were banned in the USA. And that's what spawned that. And then the NWA was like, hell, man, F that. F the police, you know. So that just, yeah. It just brung everything to light. It was like freedom of speech. We know we got these rights in America. And we got to be able to express ourselves with using our rights. And that's what everybody was saying. You're trying to invoke on our rights. You know, I just preached that about that mule for that that Ronald Reagan signed in California back in 68. It said we got to take all armed gunmen, and it was designed to get rid of the Black Panther. So they can't say we can't have gun control in America when the NRA approved gun control back in 68 to take the guns out of all the Black Americans.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, you know, that's the thing, you know, because, you know, I was thinking about that shit yesterday. I was like, everybody's like, they say, okay, this is hip-hop. And, you know, you got people, you have people like the alcoholics. They did like some hip hop stuff and B.B. King T and all them. They did some hip hop stuff, but it was more, you know, it was more catered to the East Coast audience. You know what I mean? So
like, so
it was a whole lot of people that did that.
Yeah, those mischief from the East Coast at first when they first came out.
Right. But see, if you think about rap today, a whole lot of people that's doing rap today is doing what the West Coast is doing. Nobody wasn't talking about guns and niggas. Gangsters and this, that, and the other. Everybody became a part of that, that situation. You know, they became part of that situation because they wasn't doing that at first. Ouch. They wasn't doing that at first because nobody wasn't talking about, you know, niggas shooting guns, niggas gang banging, niggas doing this, niggas doing that. They wasn't even thinking about that. But see, now you got all the motherfuckers on the East Coast that's doing that same shit. They doing the same shit. They wasn't doing that at first.
If you seen the deal I posted the other day, they had a special meeting out there in L.A. in 1991. A big record exec, and they told the people at the meeting, hey, we got money invested in private prisons, so we don't want to find nobody unless they're talking about gang banging activity, because that's going to it's going to be an influence to the followers, and the followers are going to go do it and go to jail, and they're going to make money. So it was a double standard. They made money off the artists, and then made money off people going to the private prisons.
Goddamn hell, brother, if you don't get your goddamn speakerphone or something off, Every time this nigga have love, come on, here you go with the goddamn echo box.
Can you even hear me?
Who out there?
That's the thing.
See, the motherfuckers, they all, everybody, they put the West Coast over here in the corner, and then now everybody doing what the West Coast did. They just out there in the South with their guns out. You know what I'm saying? They probably got different kind of beast in or, you know, the people up in New York, all the motherfuckers are sitting up there banging because the motherfuckers in New York, they was more lyrical than anything.
See you.
Yeah. I mean, it's what it is. Because, you know, whatever I'm going to do over here anyway. But you can see the difference between you looking back in the 90s and then you look at the, what everybody's doing today. I guess everybody is gangsta music. Almost. Motherfuckers just don't be on the motherfuckers the way they was when we was doing it and everybody else was doing self-destruction and all that old shit like that. You can't look at a motherfucking 1987 NWA to what's going on now because 1987 NWA is motherfucking music today.
You wish.
You know what I mean?
Is it this?
Not to get off subject, but if anybody's onto hardware, they got a Tascam 24-track recorder for $3.99, $100 off right now on Tascam's website.
Tascam? Boy, I had a Tascam in 100 years.
Yeah, they got a digital 24-track.
What, a recorder or just a board?
Yeah, 24-track recorder, records an SD card.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's cool. I mean, it ain't for me, but, you know.
I mean, it's good for a live show. If somebody doing a live show wanted to record their live show or something like that, it's got the effects and everything on it. So if you got your little side partner or whatever, you can go load your microphone in and run it in there and do your live show and record it.
Oh, yeah, it's good for that because that's, I mean, that's what I do. I mean, it's not about recording, but, you know, I just tell them to give me two live feeds and then I'll control the mics of my audience or whatever, you know, from over here versus, you know, you guys doing it, but it's good if we can record. That's cool right there.
I was messing with my phone earlier. I was messing with my phone earlier with my phone because, you know, it got slow-mo and pro vision and night vision, and you can put it in 4K, 12K. Like, I was looking at it in my closed state, like my natural color. I could change my background to black and white and blur it. There's so much stuff I can do on my phone. That's why I thought why it costs so much.
Well, yeah. We talking about it's like a mixing board to where, like, if you do a show, you know, you could actually record. I mean, you could actually control your vocals and how you doing it while you on stage, and then it's actually recording you at the same time. Yeah,
I don't think I ever heard of the cash cam or something.
Yeah, we're going to get you on stage since you never performed before. We're going to get you on stage. And let these motherfuckers see what you got to do.
Yep.
Shit is hot. relationships. That's what that's all about. It's always good to be able to control your damn show.
Right on.
You know how many goddamn sound men got beat up in their goddamn lifetime fucking with us? I'm just saying, for real.
Right.
We done beat up a gang of sound men. And I like
it. And what did they saw?
Huh?
I said, what did they saw?
It didn't solve shit. It was satisfaction. It was totally satisfaction. Watch, but see, the whole thing about it is you gotta be able to go and do shows. You do a few shows and the sound man is fucking up, you gonna wanna go and fuck him up too.
Yeah.
Right or wrong. I'm telling you. You gonna fuck around and you be rapping like a motherfucker and you putting your heart into it and then your goddamn vocals is too low and this motherfucker ain't doing what he's supposed to do and turn up the beat. Oh shit. You know what I mean? Man, sound man is the worst motherfucking thing that you could goddamn thing you could have when it comes down to just performing.
I was glad they invented that feedback destroyer scratch because everybody used to sit up there and try to get in front of that speaker, and it was over with.
Mhm. I used to tell them niggas, do not walk in front of the speaker.
What did?
Look, I would tell them do not walk in front of the speaker. And do not cuff the mic. I say, that's why the mic is long. You grab that motherfucker and you wrap into it. Them motherfuckers got their hand around the motherfucking ball of the mic. And that shit will make that shit distort too. Oh, yeah, what's up, man? What's up? Be like, oh, you can't be mad at the sound man because of that, because your dumb ass is walking in front of the speaker and you got the mic cuff because you think it look cute. You know what I'm talking about, Mr. Edwell, when the motherfucker grabbed the ball?
Mm-hmm.
And the mic, I'd be like, no, don't do that. You got to have the stem and wrap it to the microphone, the ball. Don't hold the ball. Them motherfuckers be grabbing. Oh, yeah, I'm just saying, hey, boom, yo. How y'all doing out there? Oh,
yep, I bought that feedback destroyer when it first come out. When I was at the music store, he's like, yeah, you got to have this so it don't give you no feedback. You walk in front of the microphone, I mean, in front of the speaker all day long, and it's going to kill all that. And I was like, yeah, this is it.
You
don't
have everybody to have that people. If the motherfucker don't walk in front of the speaker.
Yeah, you can't tell them that.
If you don't walk in front of the speakers, you don't even need that. If you don't cuff the microphone, you don't need that. Stay your ass right there. Go from side to side. And everything is going to be all right. But then sometimes the motherfucking sound man, they be fucking up. It's been a whole lot of time the sound man got fucked up.
Yeah, they messed us up down there in Mansfield, Louisiana. The damn DJ got drunk because it took about 2 hours to get set the stage up, and they had all day. And then he got drunk. I gave him the damn jump drive with the song to play. He got drunk sitting in his car waiting for them to set the deal up. He played the goddamn wrong song. He done played the goddamn acapella.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm filming, so I had to stop and run over there and tell him you're playing the wrong damn track.
Mm-hmm. Sound man, DJ, they get fucked up. Boy, do you know how many motherfucking sound men got fucked up on the NWA tour, my nigga? Oh, my God. Wait a minute, hold on. all that shit gets fucked up. So that's why we just started getting a live feed to our own board. And then we'll work the board, you know what I'm saying? We'll work the board. Mm-hmm. We got the mics and all that shit hooked up to our shit. So we actually on the side of the stage, you know, working on that shit.
Yeah, that's the most important part about a sound check. People didn't understand back in the day. Well, I got to go sound check. All right.
Yeah. We have our own shit on the side. You know, we playing our own music. You know, we doing our own mixing. We got our own mics hooked up and all that stuff because the only thing we got a lot of feed is out to the to the big auditorium or wherever we at. And that would keep the sound people from getting fucked up because if we did something wrong, it's on us. But all our shit is already hooked up. So, nigga, when we started getting, when we got the automated board, we know we'd be like, all right, show number one, bam. And all of the goddamn automations just pop up. So we don't have to do nothing. Song number two, bam. And all this shit just be automated already.
Which one you had? That Yamaha 02R?
It was a Yamaha. I don't know what goddamn number
it was. Yeah, 02R. Yeah, I love that summer gun. I worked on it. I didn't have one, but I worked on it. That's how I love it. Got total recall.
Yeah, the motherfucker just, you just push the button, and then the motherfucker just, It set all the mics up the way it's supposed to be, everything.
Mm-hmm. The effects on it, everything.
Yeah, all the music, everything just be just right on time. Bow. And see, I learned
that. That would have been hot if it would have had auto-tune in it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how they do today, you can just hit the button and auto-tune and come on one of your songs or off your song. That would have been nice back then, but that was way back in the 90s.
Yeah, because I learned that shit with Tony, because them motherfuckers, they, them niggas had an MPC, and they had like three or four S900s, S1000s, one of them motherfuckers, and them motherfuckers hit that fucking button, and they just be playing on top of everything. All that shit, them motherfuckers had the whole shit programmed in the MPC. And all the S900s, all the motherfuckers, it's just a rack of them motherfuckers. And, nigga, that shit was so bomb, nigga. I was like, oh, my God. Then you got your nigga over there, he over there on the board doing everything. So the main board that's up in the motherfucking whole arena, he ain't doing shit. Just keep the levels right here. And the motherfucker be down there doing his own shit. I was like, oh, I'm doing that. I'm doing that. So we run our own, like, see, even now, if we went to go and do a show right now, nigga, I could just take my mixing board, nigga, and put it up there, and all my shit would be like, nigga, we'll set that shit up, and then I just hit the button, and that motherfucker was just flying faders. Whoop!
Mm-hmm.
Gotta do it. Gotta have it. Hell yeah. Let me see. I think I'm gonna get into a couple of joints. I'm gonna get into a couple of joints, man. Give us a call, man. 323-642-5697. Was ready on Mad Monday.
You getting a Benz for the price of a Yugo. My skill is better than anybody that you know. Just because I drink, you can't pay me to do.
spend money on bitches. Yo, rise my track equals riches. D25 got it cracking like a 12-pack of eggs. You don't have no choice but to bop them in that head. Hands in your pants and you can't shake them out. We got what you need when it's a drought. Don't break bread like I told that nigga last time. We can't be making tracks for a nigga with dime. Everybody put their tight plates on the back spin no more, because you're getting more than what you pay for.
You getting a Benz for the price of a Hugo. My skill is better than anybody that you know. Break bread and spend money and you get what you pay for. Nowadays, I wonder what niggas wanna play for. You getting a Benz for the price of a Hugo. My skill is better than anybody that you know. Break bread and spend money and you get what you pay for. Nowadays, I wonder what niggas wanna play for.
Nigga ride, we sit cold, but we still bring it. We got the tightest fucking down and niggas still at it. When we blow up, don't show up in that shit that we recorded. Don't even look our way because now you can't afford it. We try to give love, but ain't nobody trying to give love back. Pay for studio time and get a big track. Damn, that's the only thing a nigga gotta do to make a CD. But still trying to make deals off a small fee. Like electric plan of lightning and tight. Edison ain't trying to hear when they turning off the lights. 2005 on that bullshit ain't nothing. Drop cheese on the table, we can kill all that head. But it might be fun, but this is work for real. And if you was walking in my shoes, you would know how I feel. More than what they say, say. You knew we had it cracking when you walked through the door.
You getting a Benz for the price of a Hugo. My skill is better than anybody that you know. Rent bread and spend money and you get what you pay for. Nowadays, I wonder what niggas wanna play for. You getting a Benz for the price of a Hugo. My skill is better than anybody that you know. Rent bread and spend money and you get what you pay for. Nowadays, I wonder what niggas wanna play for.
Something for nothing, nothing for something. This shit ain't free, so I wonder why niggas keep waiting. Chronic facts. You can't get trash if you don't care. I don't give a fuck if you was too fucking great. If you don't have no money, then your ass gotta wait. I'll go somewhere else to get your shit made. I don't care where you go, niggas wanna get paid. You can be the tightest rapper up in God's green earth. Trying to get shit for free, you get exactly what it's worth. A whack ass producer making Disneyland beats. Sounding like two ice cream trucks rolling up and down the same street. You had a chance with the five and you blew it. We the tightest around this bitch, I thought that you knew it.
My skill is better than anybody that you know. Rent bread and spend money and you get what you pay for. Nowadays, I wonder what niggas wanna play for. You getting a Benz for the price of a Hugo. My skill is better than anybody that you know. Rent bread and spend money and you get what you pay for. Nowadays, I wonder what niggas wanna play for. You getting a Benz for the price of a Hugo. My skill is better than anybody that you know. Rent bread and spend money and you get what you pay for. Nowadays, I wonder what niggas wanna play for. A Benz for the price of a Hugo. My skill is better than anybody that you know. Rent bread and spend money and you get what you pay for. Nowadays, I wonder what niggas wanna play for. And you get what you pay for. Nowadays, I wonder what niggas wanna play for.
Alright, hold on. I had to move to another damn computer. I don't know what's wrong with this motherfucker. Well, well, we got True West Radio.
Hey.
Outside of the beds, and when you're all washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit for the streets to feel.
West Coast for life, King Scratch, who I check out. Off with his head, if he try to stick his neck out. I can't pull a full deck out, I think I'm too far short. My alter ego is my only support. Damn, I'm in reverse like a skid, so. Three brain cells, but I'm still making hits, so. I'll never quit, so. I just get better with time. Number five with a bullet, and I'm starting to climb. Motherfuck, all the niggas I was dealing with, they just make, they get paid. Off of that whack shit that they laid. They couldn't see me if they was wearing bifocals. Not even one of my tracks could camouflage the vocals or locals. Yo, who's the tightest around? I got beats by the track, pulling buzz off a pound. And if you see platinum flying by, just stay right there, because your shit ain't going nowhere, nowhere.
You're going nowhere fast. Your image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the beds. And when you're all washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit on the streets to feel.
times tighter than the average rap star. Lord of the underground, ripping the track, imagine the skills, spitting up acid rap. Burn a hole in the map with my nigga King Scratch. Independent, unsigned, still getting the check. Wanna hustle like Nino, posting the sack. First enough studio time to put my dogs on the map. Getting bigger every day like a pregnant bitch. Never waiting on the industry to make me rich. Making moves like the president, staying on top. Brand new fit, iced out shoes on the whip. Never hesitate, rally, I'ma get that quick. And keep a pocket full of faces till the Lord come back. Blaze mics till the wheels fall off. You know the drill, hook fella for life, nigga. With or without a record,
you doing nowhere fast. The image won't last, we've been doing this for years outside of the beers. And when you're old, washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit. For the streets to fear, we going nowhere fast. The image won't last, we've been doing this for years outside of the beers. And when you're old, washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit for the streets to feel.
I bet you niggas thought I wasn't doing shit. He quit, you got me fucked up. You probably sold a CD here and there and you just lucked up. I don't think double copper will make 20 copies sold. It's gold plated, your shit is overrated. So you better get a 9 to 5, cause your music career is going straight for a nosedive. Crash and burner, you could jump out the plane. Sink a swimmer, you could drown, then you walk with the pain. I maintain my status as a K-I-N-G. Royalty, shook jealousy and envy like an earthquake. My fingers ache big mistake because I'm writing the real. You could try all your life and you still won't get a record deal. So you better stop running your lips. Like Frank Pacarello, you ain't got no shit. So if you see me in traffic, just stay right there. Because your shit ain't going nowhere, nowhere.
You're going nowhere fast. The image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the beers. And when you're old, washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit for the streets to fear. You're going nowhere fast. The image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the beers. And when you're old, washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit for the streets to fear. You're going nowhere fast. The image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the beers. And when you're old, washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit for the streets to feel. You're going nowhere fast. The image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the beers. And when you're old, washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit for the streets to feel. Nowhere fast, the image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the beers. And when you're old, washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit for the streets to feel.
Tally's in the house.
The microphone, because I ain't no joke. It's Big Snoop Dogg, I got you all up out of your soul. Mash with me, catastrophe, I'm so out of control. Behind the wheel, I spilled my drink on the floor. If the bitch put me local, she get naked for show. Take it slow, make my mayo grow. Breaking up, you got game.
And I'm the triple fly vandal, rhyme chillin' with the glow that don't chase, so I replace, so that go for any slow motion west coastin', lick the boat, cast the battle cat to keep your overdosing with the potion, get the picture, my rap sound and hit you till you knock out, cast a rope, super extra till your whole block out, joint creepin', we peepin', how y'all do, instead of trying to change rap, you let rap change you.
Said that they will, but they won't.
If they won't,
a lot of them do, but a lot of them won't.
They don't.
That's the riff rap I don't keep. That's probably why I get no mother. I'm up all night in the studio, getting toe up from the floor up with my nephew. That Rico, a drunkie and a junkie. My low cat made the beat, so you know. They say you drink too much.
That's a trip, Big Snoop. They say you smoke too much.
Damn, they say you drink too much.
That's a trip, Snoopy Snoop. They say you smoke too much.
I'm a busted banker, certified high ride. Hallucinogenic montage mirage. Kelly stirred with the $1 billion words, with the birds and swerves. Stuff with birds, blast addict, spasmatic. Don't make you run to your asthmatic. Sick charismatic. BBD battalion, X-Task Chief, blazing the Indicon hash.
Now it's the last man standing, who recklessly abandoned you. A former senator, that's exactly what I planned to do. I murder half the population, call me Hannibal, the cannibal. cannibal. I'm living proof that man came from animals. Yeah. Believe it or not, you will get shot. Point blank range for all the heads that like to get hot. Come on, hey, smart spots. Any problems that we got inside of the bin, you gon' get hammered in the parking lot.
Busters, but can't nobody bust it down like them seeds like these. See, busters is busters and G's is G's, but can't nobody put it down like my D.O.G.
Okay, they say you drink too much.
That's a trip, Big Snoop, they say you smoke too much.
Okay, they say you drink too much.
That's a trip, so we do, they say you smoke too much.
Knock, knock, who is it? It's the East Side and Rip Riding Doghouse Crip Division, and we have home provisions. No suckers, just drink weed and plenty of drink. Some or don't come at all. Ain't nothing but an alcoholic party, y'all. It's an alcoholic party, y'all. Shake it up, all the homeboys break it up.
Impenetrable, sentinel, criminal, mineral, touching like tentacles, tactical, acrobatical, my specialty warfare, nuclear venom, two shots to bust, form all up in them, I shook them to send them, millennium, abdominium, form, electrical rain, storm, and storm, and storm, monsoon, shot off like harpoons, all shrooms, baboons, I'ma be there soon, cabrón.
Young Gotti, set it off on anybody, from the second that you spot him, we red dot him, who shot him, I can't tell y'all who got him. But he got two wrongs, gon' make a right. Two songs gon' make a tight. See his past like the night. Tomorrow the same script. I'm always hearing songs like that can't rip. We come equipped when we throw you a receiver. Y'all ain't with my homeboy. Please believe me.
Busters, I'm busters, and G's are G. You
please
can leave it alone. Yeah, no.
First Friday night.
Any paper did it.
2 West Radio.
Yeah.
This your boy R-City tapping in with my date Uno, the original King Scratch, 2 West Entertainment, 2 West Radio, nigga. My nigga DJ Have Love. It's Friday night, feel me? 8 to 10 p.m. 323-642-1597. Tap in with your boy, boy. Feel me? True West Radio. True West Radio.
Eddie Paper did it.
True West Radio, what the fuck is up, man? Monday, we back up in this motherfucker. Mr. Everywhere, DJ Blue. Hello. That damn Trulia.
Trulia.
And motherfucker Buddha Ali. All these 111s, y'all motherfuckers ain't getting in. I'm sorry.
You got the 111s.
I got the wrong one.
I just said, boy, I can't hear from Confetti.
Huh?
I said, I can't hear from Confetti in the Red Violation night. I'm going to let him make it.
Oh, Red Violation was on here, but I ain't going to let him answer that nigga's call. That nigga stay his ass right in the corner. He can call all he wants to.
So he'll yeah. Love if you out there.
Huh?
29-point deficit. I said, Confetti, if you out there, you got 29-point deficit to answer for.
Yep. And I definitely agree with you. If Rev Ali don't get no call from me, that nigga just sit his ass in the corner. I don't know why he even called myself. I told that nigga, get out of my circle. He said, I ain't never been in your circle. I'm straight. So basically, I don't give a fuck about you with radio. Fuck him. That's the only thing I can say. In any case. Well, damn near summertime. I can't stand it.
Oh,
what was that?
There's Itchy. That scratch is gone. There's Itchy.
No, Itchy ain't here. Itchy do. Itchy in a good spot. I just said. I just said what I was saying. Itchy, if Itchy, I'd be like, fuck that nigga. I don't give a fuck about that. Nah, see. Itchy is on some other shit. Itchy is cool, isn't he? He's back there in the cave. That's just scratch, like just saying what it is. I ain't fucking with him. You know what I'm saying? You can't make a deal with me and then don't want to follow up with the deal. You know what I'm saying? Can't do that. If I make a deal with any of y'all, I'm gonna follow through with my deal. I'm not gonna, you know, renege on my deal. So he reneged on the deal. And I can't fuck with him. That's just the bottom line. You know what I'm saying? I mean, hell, I feel like everybody do that. If somebody make a deal with you and you fuck around and the deal don't go through and all that, I think that y'all be feeling the same way I feel about shit. You know, nigga messed up the deal. I ain't got nothing to do with him. The nigga was sitting up here for like an hour in the cut. You don't want to fuck with me. Why the fuck you calling my show? That's the only thing I'm saying. If I ain't fucking with you, I ain't getting ready to call your show. So you sit your ass over there and just listen. That's fine. You can listen. I just don't do nobody like that. If it's something that me and you and we got agreement on what's getting ready to go down, I'm going to try to make sure that I hold up my part of the bargain. You know, this motherfucker, he owes some goddamn money. And to the end, this end, this nigga say he feel like he don't need to pay me the rest of my money because he ain't did nothing with my song. Oh, now I'm disrespectful and this, that, and other. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. If it's a deal's a deal.
Yeah, I had this stew, man. I've been up here eating. Julia, you done checked up on Sweet Pea?
Oh, yeah, I talked to her.
Okay.
Yep, I talked to her. You haven't heard from her?
They have the Evolution of Hip Hop on Netflix. You might like it. You and her will like it because it's got a segment on Louisiana rapping about No Limit and all the rappers before No Limit and all that, then they got one on Houston, a segment on Houston rap thing. So it's a nice little deal that both of y'all would like because it's going to give y'all a history lesson of your area rap thing. So I was watching it. I got into it, and then I went to sleep on the Houston part.
You talking about on the Whitney Houston part?
On the Houston part, on this Netflix called Evolution of Hip Hop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was, the original series started off like in New York, and now it went to the episode I watched was New Orleans, you know, Louisiana rapping way back, Soulja Slim and all the people, DJ Jubilee and Jimmy and all them guys who first came out. It was like a history
Netflix
lesson of everybody
that
came out.
Because I don't do Netflix.
You did what?
I said, is Netflix the only network it's on? Because I don't have Netflix.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I know it's, it might be a Netflix exclusive, so I don't know. You might be able to pull it, might show it on YouTube or something. If you pull up Evolution of Hip Hop on YouTube, it might pull up. It might be like Evolution of Hip Hop, New York or New Orleans, I mean. And it might pull up, so I might have it on there. It's real nice, though. I mean, you'll like it because, I mean, it just lays out the whole format of how the dance music movement started and I know them and Cash Money and them came about. It's real nice.
They do got a show coming on like that too. Yeah, it's not on Netflix. Same thing. I can't remember what station it's on though.
Yeah, because I was gonna try to do a song for them boys called Memory Lane. And all it was, you know, they young. They ain't nothing but 12 and 14. But I was gonna do a song called Memory Lane where they talked about the Louisiana rap scene, the pioneers from way back with MC Thick, DJ Jimmy, DJ Jubilee, the Show Boys out of New York who did that drag rap where everybody got that ding, ding, ding. And they were just going to have songs talking about that and Hurricane Katrina and everything that went on in Louisiana, you know. But, that didn't materialize. We might get it materialized this year. The event in Dallas only got about 8 slots left as of today.
What event is that?
That's the one with Def Jam Universal, 300 Entertainment, and Sony. July 28th. Yeah, I got the kids group. They're going to be out. They just signed up for it yesterday, so they're going to be out there. I told them all they can do is give it their best shot because you're talking about the best of the best. I mean, you know, he got 4 labels. I don't know who's going to get the deal and who ain't, so it just go for what you know, but it's a good deal.
They're going to choose one artist
and
more than one.
There ain't no telling. I mean, with something that magnitude, it's never telling who. They might say, okay, 300 Entertainment might say, I want to sign all 3 of y'all right there. And then
and
Tony might say, I want
to pay it. How much do they have to pay to get in it?
It's 200.
Don't get me wrong. Some people, they got... They do it right, but you got a whole lot of people. You get 200, but you already got your winner in the motherfucker already.
Oh no, because it ain't getting one winner. I mean, it's a showcase. It's a showcase for. It's really just like a showcase for these label A&R. So it ain't just like okay, you're the best person, you're the winner and stuff. It's just like okay, you're performing in front of these A&Rs. And Sony might sign this one or might sign 2 or 3 people. 300 Entertainment might sign 1 person, 2 people, 3 people. Universal might sign 1 or 2. Def Jam might sign 1 or 2. You know, that's just what they're up against. They coming in and sitting back and watching the talent in Dallas. Then they're going to be scheduled to do one later on, tentative in Birmingham and then Jacksonville, Florida. So that's
so
what they got,
the,
my boy.
It's the A&Rs that actually decide on who they want to roll with.
Right, that's who's going to be there, the A&R. Wise McGriff over there from Def Jam. My boy T. Guns, he's going to be there. He's the one the hosting the whole event. But all the A&Rs over there, the labels respectively, are going to be there. So it's just to go for what you know. So,
see, this is the thing about A&Rs, man. I mean, all the A&Rs that I've met through all my damn life, and that's being in the music business all these fucking years, they got like a certain sound that they like. That's why I never trust A&Rs about anything, because them motherfuckers, they got their own little sound that they like. And if you don't sound like the sound that they like, no matter what, you could be the tightest nigga around. Man, there's so many A&Rs told me, like, dude, that shit is tight, but do you think the people is ready for that? Asshole, that's supposed to be the thing that you pick up. Something that's different, not something that you like. So that's the reason why I don't trust A&Rs, because they got their own sound that they like already, and those are the people that they're going to pick up. They're not going to pick up nothing that's getting ready to be different or something that, you know, might change some shit around.
Well, we never can tell. I mean, I just tell everybody the opportunity is going to be laid out in front of them, whether they go or not. I'm still going to sleep at night. I just give them, anytime I see an opportunity, if it's Atlanta, Miami, wherever, I'm like, boom, I'm going to sit up there and share it with everybody, and then it's for what you call it. But I don't just, what you call it, I only do it if it's people in the industry that I know of. If it ain't somebody, Jack Frack, I don't even deal with them. Mm-hmm. But that's
how you miss her everywhere.
Yeah, well, that's something serious. I've been telling a lot of people, I'm like, hey, man, this opportunity of a lifetime, because Tommy had talked to me for about a month and a half, and he said, like, man, we're going to probably do it in Dallas first and then do Birmingham and then Jacksonville, Florida. And I was like, well, that'll be, you know, a nice look for the Dallas scene, because Dallas got a lot of talent. You know, from where you at, Monroe, Texarkana, Shreveport, that whole little sector got a lot of talent, including Little Rock. Some people just are patterning themselves out to Memphis. Some are patterning themselves out of Atlanta, and some people stand out on their own, you see. So that's what I've been telling people, hey, man, go. This is the opportunity of a lifetime. You can make it, because you don't know who's going to get signed. It's not a contest, it's just a showcase. So it's a different one. It's different than the old rap contest, but this is a showcase just for artists. That's what they're coming to Dallas. They did it. They did it. Buddha is here. They did it back in, when was that? They went to Dallas. They went to Dallas some years ago when they went to sign them Big Tuck Mem. They gave them a $7 million deal. And they signed a couple of more cats that season, man. They left and went to Dallas on a big old university and landed down with the bag, man. And they were doing deals left and right with Dallas artists. And then it just fills it out. All them artists fills it out. So now they're coming back with a resurgence of like, okay, let's try to reach in this sector and grab folks. So, you know, because Arkansas, it's been amazing to me. Arkansas has got Bankroll Freddy with QC, Big Fit with 1017. They got, I think, Gucci done signed another guy. I think they got about four or five people done signed to Gucci and QC and somebody else they signed to. But it's like four or five artists. They went to Arkansas and then grabbed. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, I don't mean to train to tell you that. I know we only got 4 minutes left. But did y'all see that stupid girl who got into with her old man, and she actually went and threw his mother ashes in the river and her urn in the river?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, this girl got mad because I guess her old man didn't want to be with her no more, and she went and got his mother ashes and threw him in the river. And they actually arrested her for abuse of a corpse.
No, I seen that the woman got in a fight with the other woman and gave her purse to the 10-year-old daughter and had her daughter shoot the other woman and kill her.
Yeah, that was that little girl's second time killing somebody, though.
Who, the 10-year-old?
Yeah, she killed, like, her little cousin. She smothered her little cousin.
I didn't read all that. I just seen that little part, so I didn't know.
Yeah.
I'm finna share something with you, so you can check it out. You might be able to do a collab with him. I put his single out.
Deshaun Watson. I just shared that on my Facebook. I don't know if it'll let me send it to you or not. Let me see, Julie. He's a good singer. He just, you know, he just, he wants to be a YouTuber.
Where is he located
at? He's in Natchitoches, Louisiana. He's been on that show, The Voice, before. I did his single, Make Your Night, down with Tommy Grand down in Shreveport, 2016.
Oh, he done got a major record deal?
Uh-uh. You remember I put him out? No, he didn't get no major deal. He just on there singing in his living room right now. You know, his manager that time, she messed up that deal we had with Sony that time. So that's what I was telling Julie. I think I told Julie about that, messed up that $1 million deal. But that's how it goes. You know, people know so much about this stuff, they think they're going to outsmart me. And wait till I go to work and then turn around and go get back on the phone with the record company talking about I'm just a local promoter. And I had the receipts on my credit card where I done paid for studio time, beats, clothes, hotel room, cell phone minutes, and everything. I'm far from done. It's all about that paper trail. That's what it's all about. And that's the sad part. I showed his manager how to manage. She didn't know how to manage. Didn't have no money to manage. I went in my pocket. That's the sad part. And here's how God works. She, after that situation, she started managing Young Blue for 2 months, and he fired her. Now he's the hottest selling artist out. Who's doing all that coughing?
Scratching.
No. It's the lover.
Oh.
Hell no, man. You had to sell that half of that back. Who you bought that from? That didn't smell right and sound right when you were chuck coughing.
Heavy love. Smelled
that through the phone, man. That smelled like apple peel.
Nigga, that's that coffee.
Better throw you a bag of apple peel.
That's that coffee, nigga.
Throw him some apple peel.
Shit, ain't gonna have no coffee, nigga. Don't be smoking.